This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The roundhouse is packed. The boys' game is on deck, and we're excited for it. Hiawatha hosting Prairie LeCompton. You're just joining us. It was the Hiawatha girls surviving to win their 11th straight game over the Cause. Final score, 53-47. Now the Prairie LeCompton boys, they have won 15 consecutive games against the Redhawks. Last time Hiawatha beat Prairie LeCompton, you got to go all the way back to December 13 of 2016. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start Prairie LeCompton. Fifth-year head coach Matt Simmons. They are 10-5 and 3-4 in the Big East. Dayton Tucker, a 6'1 senior, averaging nearly 8 points per game. Colby Krine in the backcourt, excellent 3-point shooter, 5'8 senior at 10 points per game. Leading scorer for Perry is Houston Habiger, 6'3 junior wing, just north of 18 a contest, 5.5 boards as well. Caden Baker, a 6'5 junior forward, 5 points, nearly 8 rebounds a game. And then Easton Graves, the leader in the Big East in assists per game at nearly 6 dimes dropped to go along with his 10.2 points per game. So again, for Matt Simmons, Prairie LeCompton, Tucker, Krine, Habiger, Baker, and Graves. Number 6 ranked, Hiawatha boys under Brady Jasper. Coming off that third place finish at the Thunder Classic last week, their record is 12-2, and they are unbeaten in league play, 4-0 coming into tonight. Carson Henry in the backcourt, 6'1 senior, 3 points and 4 boards a game. Ethan Morton, a 5'11 senior, at 13 points a game as well. Michael Jensen in the backcourt, 10 points, 4 rebounds a game. And the Twin Towers down low, Braylon Stephen Morgan, 6'6 junior, 19.9 points and 9.1 rebounds a game. And Lane Kessler, 6'6 senior, 10 points, 7 rebounds a game. Henry, Morton, Jensen, Stephen Morgan, Kessler. The Redhawks are 12-2. Prairie LeCompton, they're 10-5. Redhawks have not beat Prairie LeCompton since 2016. The home white uniforms for the Redhawks, the all-road blues for the Cause. And here we go. It's a packed house in the roundhouse tonight. Hiawatha looking for the sweep, and they got the opening possession in the front court. Here's Jensen, a baseline drive. Man-to-man defense to start here for Prairie LeCompton. Kessler a touch, now handing off to Carson Henry on the right wing. Right back down low. Kessler, short corner right. Stephen Morgan up top. Hand down, man down. He'll fire a three, and he'll hook one. Braylon Stephen Morgan for his size, 50-plus percent downtown shooter, his 24th made triple this year. Redhawks out to a 3-0 lead, 35 seconds into the game. Now Perry left to right, their opening touch, looking for a pass inside, and it's thrown away. They were looking for Habiger down low. Great start for the Redhawks, hitting a three on their first possession, opposite spectrum, with the Cause turning it over on their opening possession here tonight.
Prairie LeCompton averaging 13-1 turnovers a game. That's going to be something to watch here tonight against this Redhawks team.
Kessler inside. He missed the bunny, trying to fight for his own miss, but it's taken away by Easton Graves. 3-0 Redhawks a minute in. Here's Habiger. Nice ball fake. He lost it off his foot, and it's out of bounds. Good sportsmanship underneath there. Stephen Morgan helping Habiger off the deck. And they're going to say it was last touched by Prairie LeCompton. So 2-for-2 in terms of possessions and turnovers for the Cause. Braylon Stephen Morgan, 3, have the Redhawks right now leading 3-0. 6:50 to go first quarter. Looking for Kessler. They dump it down over the top. He had it knocked away, and a steal for Prairie LeCompton. Into the front court, Easton Graves, averaging nearly 6 assists per. Gets it right into the corner. Dayton Tucker, a triple, couldn't get it to go. Kessler gets it into the hands of Ethan Morton, and the Redhawks move it from right to left. 90 seconds in, 3-0 our score. Morton diving in. Now Carson Henry in the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Jensen between the rings. Up top it goes to Kessler. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Stephen Morgan. Right block. Little turn. Baby hook. He left it short. Great look. Couldn't convert. Habiger clearing the miss for the Cause. Still looking for their first points here tonight, trailing 3-0. Here's Graves around the screen, shovels it to Baker inside, but he missed the shot, defended by Kessler, tipped into the hands of Graves for a second chance. Floater by Krine, and the lane is good. Second chance opportunity, and Krine gets a bucket. 3-2 Redhawks, 5:50 to go, first quarter. Ethan Morton casual into the front court, waistside dribbles at the right hand, Jensen in the right side corner. Man-to-man defense by Prairie LeCompton. Stephen Morgan over to Henry. Now Morton left corner. Couple of head fakes. Gets by the defender all the way to the left block. And with a little bit of touch, Ethan Morton gets in for two to give the Redhawks a 5-2 lead. Morton so smooth with the basketball, making that move from the left corner. Up top, Baker with the basketball for Barry LeCompton. Played at the Valley Falls tournament last week, only got the first two games in. Here's a nice pull-up. Habiger, left elbow, he knocked it down.
Great pump stick there by Houston Habiger against Braylon Stephen Morgan. That's going to be a matchup to watch tonight.
Yeah, Stephen Morgan averaging nearly 20 a game. Houston Habiger for Perry LeCompton averaging 18 points a game. 5-4 Redhawks, 3 minutes in to this opening quarter tonight. Stephen Morgan straight away for three. It was a little bit short. And a rebound for Colby Crine and Perry LeCompton. Here's Tucker working baseline and whistling a foul, I believe, going against Ethan Morton here. Be the first foul on either side here in this first quarter. So the Cavs are going to throw it in underneath. Fresh shot clock. They're down 5-4. Easton Graves gets it into Habiger in the corner. Gets around Kessler to the rack. Couldn't get it to go. Gets his own miss. Puts it up and in. And the Cavs have their first lead on a second chance bucket by Houston Habiger. 6-5 Cavs. 4:35 to go first quarter. Here's Morton on the dribble in the front court. Nearly taken away by Tucker, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. So Hiawatha will keep it. 24 on the shot clock, trailing for the first time in this opening quarter. Well, we've talked about it. The Cavs have won 15 straight games against Hiawatha. December 13 of 2016, last time the Redhawk boys beat Perry LeCompton on the hardwood. I think this might be the best team that this Perry squad has seen in that run. Here's Kessler inside, little up, little under, couldn't get it to go. And Baker trying to fight for the rebound. It goes all the way near midcourt. Baker somehow able to get it off to Dayton Tucker. Good hustle there by Baker. Boy, Kessler had a great look, couldn't convert. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. 6-5 Perry LeCompton, a little drive, little kick. Habiger, corner three, high off the heel. Rebound, Lane Kessler. Here's Jensen into the front court, down the middle, angles left, Morton on the wing. Now put a head down, fading away, left baseline, that's a smooth fadeaway J for Ethan Morton, and he's got four. 3:40 to go first quarter, 7-6 Redhawks, right back up the floor in the lane, tough shot for Easton Graves, and clearing the miss, Michael Jensen for Hiawatha. Quick one and done possession there for the Cavs, Redhawks by one. Here's Morton, stepping back. Stops left elbow. Now Henry. Stephen Morgan down low. Little up, little under, and he gets it in off the window. Stephen Morgan with five here in the first quarter. And the Redhawks by three at 9-6. 3:13 to go in this opening quarter. Right now, Crine the touch. Right wing up top to Baker. Left side. It is Dayton Tucker. Crine, little up, flips it up. Oh, beautiful. English shot it underneath. Colby Crine, reverse action for two.
Averaging 10-1 a game. The senior has really good finish underneath the basket.
Hiawatha with the possession, leading 9-8. 2:48 to go, first quarter. Kessler handing off to Carson Henry, left wing. Now Stephen Morgan up top. 19 on the shot clock. Wants to break down Habiger. Lost it, though. Crine went for the steal. And now diving in from the left wing is Carson Henry, but he forgot to put the dribble down, and that is a travel call.
I was averaging 12.8 turnovers a game. Something to watch. This Perry team, very aggressive on the hands. They're going to cause some turnovers tonight for the Redhawks.
Alex Ross, our first sub of the game for Hiawatha, taking the spot of Lane Kessler. And also checking in Leighton Moore as well, replacing Carson Henry. 9-8 Redhawks, just out to 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Habiger going to work on Ross. Little touch, a little foul on the drive. So Alex Ross will pick up his first. And Redhawk team foul number two. And we get our first two subs in for Perry LeCompton. We'll see Thomas Marcelino and also into the game, Rollin Welch. Both teams right there going 2-for-2 on the subs. 2:24 to go in the first. 9-8 Hiawatha. Cavs with it underneath. Marcelino out beyond the perimeter. Now Habiger. Wants a Marcelino screen to his left. Not much with it. Now Crine up top. He gets a Habiger screen. Not much with it there. Left side of the floor, Dayton Tucker. Right-handed dribble. Stop at the key. Left side it goes to Habiger. Working on Ross. Gets in the lane. Losing balance. Put up a shot. It's short. Fighting for the rebound. And fans wanted a travel, although it's rebounded off the miss by Stephen Morgan. And up the floor. Knocked out of bounds by Dayton Tucker. And with 1:58 to go in this opening quarter, Redhawks with the possession in the front court, leading 9-8.
Hiawatha on offense up one. They have a size advantage with Stephen Morgan underneath the basket.
Well, the cause, no, without Ronnie Baker, of course. Would have been their best player entering this season, but injured during the football season. They've been missing him, but still 10 wins for this Hawks team. And a left side three is drilled by Leighton Moore off the bench. His 13th triple this season as Habiger tries to answer, and he does with a long two. His foot barely on the line, so 6 points for Habiger. 12-10 Red Hawks. 90 seconds to go here in the first 8 minutes. Here's Stephen Morgan right side on the wing, being manned up by Dayton Tucker, wanting to step back. And on a cut, Moore missing. And now Morton will try from up top. Off-balance shot. It's short. Gets his own rebound. Fades away. Difficult finish off the miss. Ethan Morton's got six. 14-10 Red Hawks. Approaching the final minutes of this opening quarter. There are not many seats available here in the Roundhouse tonight. It is packed. It is loud. It is emotional. Stephen Morgan a near steal. Tucker gathering. Now Habiger in the corner. Under a minute to go. 53 seconds and counting to be exact. Here's Krein to Tucker, left side on the wing. Not much of the Krein screen. Tucker working with the dribble, back top of the key. Now Habiger, he'll pull from deep. That is halfway down and out, and tipped into the hands of Stephen Morgan for Hiawatha. About a 5 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Red Hawks in the front court. Morton trying to add, and he does so. Ethan Morton, he is hot to trot here in the first quarter with nine. Largest lead for the Red Hawks. It's 17-10, 22 seconds to go. Cause can play for the final shot. Here's Krein off the screen by Marcelino. Picks it up and gives it back to Habiger up top. 12 seconds to go. Habiger on the dribble near midcourt. Being guarded by Alex Ross. Going between the legs. He'll shimmy him up and fire a three off the left rim. Morton the rebound. He's got 3 seconds. Gets it to Jensen. Deep left wing at the buzzer. Front rim, no. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. What a flurry there for Ethan Morton. 9 in the first quarter. And Hiawatha has a 17-10 lead on Perry LeCompton. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball powered by Rainbow Communications, rainbowtel.net. For more information, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Boys game at the Roundhouse, Hiawatha. A flurry from Ethan Morton to close out that quarter. Leading all scorers with 9, Red Hawks leading 17-10. Perry LeCompton opening possession of this second quarter, going left to right here in the first half. Here's Easton Graves in the paint, back to the bucket, his pass, and there is Morton again. He takes it away. Leaves his feet, fires it left side. Morton, a three. No, that's Moore, beg your pardon. Off the miss, Baker, a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Sorry, that was Morton to Moore. Leighton could knock it in from the left wing. 17-10 our score. Red Hawks in front by that touchdown. Here's Rollin Welch, right wing. Gets it to Graves around a screen in the lane. Shot rejected by Jensen, but Baker the rebound. Here's Habiger off the miss in the deflection, working on Ross. 11 seconds on the shot clock here for Perry. Nearly a minute gone by in this second quarter. Baker on a curl, gets the ball on the entry, and he scores it and one. Beautiful give and go. Caden Baker a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. His first points in this one tonight.
Perry, good job taking some time off the clock and finishing with a bucket and one. A classic three-point opportunity at the line. Caden Baker.
One stat he has struggled in is free throw shooting. 38%. At the line is Caden Baker, but trying to cap a three, and that one is no good. nearly banked it in, tipped around underneath a couple of times, and Lane Kessler coming away with it. Long pass, Moore beats everybody up the floor, easy lay-in for two. Five in the first half for Moore, 19-12, Redhawks by seven. 6:50 to go, first half. Here's Easton Graves on the dribble, goes right, hands it off to Caleb Confer, getting his first minutes tonight for Perry LeCompton. Habiger in front of the free throw line, had it knocked away, and Moore gets a steal for Hiawatha. Four turnovers now on Perry LeCompton. Here's Morton walking into the front court from right to left, dribbling with the right, holding up the play call with the left. Jensen from the corner, driving in, no, Kessler sticks it in off the net. First basket tonight for Lane Kessler. Largest lead for the Redhawks at 9, 21-12. About 2 minutes into quarter number two. Nice move by Habiger. Dumping it down to Confer. Shot up. Missing. Offensive rebound. Stuck back up and in by Houston Habiger. 21-14 Redhawks. 2 minutes into this second quarter.
Kessler and Steven Morgan going to be big on the post for the Redhawks.
They do have the size advantage. Jensen triggers a three off the back rim. Rebound Caden Baker fighting for that one for Perry LeCompton. Here come the calls, down seven. 5:45 to go in this first half. Here's Graves on a drive to the rack. Can't get it to go. Another missed one up close. And a rebound for Lane Kessler. Here's Morton. Nice ball fake. Gets around Baker. Stopping, popping, missing from up close. Second chance, though, by Jensen, no. Kessler had it, and then it's knocked away and taken away by Graves. Boy, multiple opportunities there. Now Graves driving, and Matt Simmons has seen enough of that frantic pace. Perry LeCompton burns a timeout. 5:24 to go, first half, 21-14, Redhawks by 7. Didn't see if it was a full or a 30. Officials still trying to determine that call. Appears to be a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. All right, Paige, 21-14 Redhawks. Early on second quarter. What is your early thought and takeaway from what we have seen in the first quarter and change?
This pace is very quick. Hiawatha has missed some easy bunnies underneath the basket, but so has Perry LeCompton. Graves still hasn't scored. Ticker still hasn't scored, and they both average north of 7 points per game. Hiawatha is doing a good job spreading the love. They have four players who are shooting, so if Hiawatha wants to continue with this game, I think they need to get more involved with Jensen and Kessler and Steven Morgan, some other players to get more active other than just Ethan Morton.
Matt Simmons, fifth-year head coach for Perry LeCompton, burning that timeout. Cards have the possession down seven, early portion second quarter. 21-14 Redhawks. Here we go, back to the action. Here's Easton Graves up top. It's a Habiger screen working right, right back to Houston on the left wing. Here's Dayton Tucker curling in the lane, little fadeaway. Jay banked it off the window for two. Dayton Tucker is on the board. And 2 points out of the timeout for Perry LeCompton. They're within 5 at 21-16. We're 3 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Morton faking a pass, middle of the floor. Now Jensen inside. Kessler had it knocked away, heavy hands, and I think a foul on Kessler after he had it knocked away underneath by Marcelino. Quiet start for Lane Kessler. That is his first foul. And team foul number two on the Redhawks here in the second quarter. And Alex Ross checking back in. That's been a pretty common sub this season. Ross for Kessler.
Perry down five. They have a little bit more of an even size now with both with Kessler on the bench.
Go down to Marcelino, who turns around and fades one up and in over the hand of Alex Ross. So Thomas Marcelino, a little 4-0 spurt here by the cause. They're down three, 21-18, 4:35 to go, first half. Here's Morton between the rings, right side to Jensen, 2-3 zone right now being put together by the cause. Here's a post touch for Steven Morgan, had it knocked away in the corner, and nearly saving it was Tucker, but out of bounds to Hiawatha. Leighton Moore right back into the game. He'll take the spot of Carson Henry.
Both teams doing a good job of using their bench players. They're pretty able to count on people coming off the bench and making some good minutes for them.
Hiawatha came into this one averaging nearly 64 points per game. Perry LeCompton gives it up at 51.7. Cause tend to play in some high-scoring affairs. So does Hiawatha. Here's Jensen up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock here for the Redhawks, leading by three. Touch pass inside, but Marcelino got a hand on it. It's taken away up the floor. Crying off the window for two. It's a 6-0 run for Perry LeCompton, and just like that, it's 21-20, Hiawatha by one. 4 minutes to go until the half. Defense leading to offense. Kind of how we saw that first game play out, with Hiawatha girls ultimately winning the game by six. But it was back and forth throughout. Here's Jensen, down low. Back up top to Steven Morgan, puts it on the dribble, gets left elbow, little turn, fadeaway Jay, missing off the right rim, and a rebound for Perry LeCompton.
Hiawatha struggling to crash the offensive boards here early.
A 6-0 run right now for the Cause, trying to add. They can't get that bunny, but it's hit out near midcourt, and chasing it down is Habiger. It was deflected, so a fresh shot clock here for the Cause as Habiger works it back into the front court. Here's Krein stepping back straight away. He'll fire a three. He'll swish a three. Colby Krein has nine, and it's a 9-0 run, and the Cause have the lead, 23-21, just north of 3 minutes to go in this first half.
Harry outscoring Hiawatha 13-4 here with 3 minutes to go in the second.
Steven Morgan, long pass from the left corner to the high right wing. Morton, now Moore, left wing. He'll fire, just barely grazing the rim on a three. Krein lets it go out of bounds. And the momentum on the side of Perry LeCompton, they get the possession back. Caden Baker checks back in here for Perry LeCompton. He'll take the spot of Easton Graves. But it's currently a 9-0 run for Perry LeCompton. Leading it now 23-21. Clock at 2:50. It's moving south. Krein works into the front court. Angles right. Baker a touch up top. Looking left. Now Habiger gets it on the wing. Missing Krein on a curl. Second curl, Marcelino. He'll step back. He'll fire. And that's a triple by Thomas Marcelino. And a timeout for the Redhawks. A 12-0 Perry LeCompton run. And they lead it by five at 26-21. 2:35 to go in the half. Checking the timeout call. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. My, oh my. Perry LeCompton coming out hot these last few minutes. A 9-0 spurt. They were down 21-17. And it's 26-21 now in favor of Perry LeCompton. Right now for Perry LeCompton, Colby Krein with nine to lead the way. Houston Habiger has eight. Thomas Marcelino, crucial five here in the quarter off the bench for the Cause. Ethan Morton leading Hiawatha with nine, although he has yet to score in quarter number two. Got five apiece from Leighton Moore and Braylon Steven Morgan as well. This was a seven-point Hiawatha lead at the end of one. But it's all Cause here in quarter number two with a lead at 26-21. Perry is trying to extend what is a 15-game winning streak in this series, which is crazy to think about. Here's Hiawatha with Steven Morgan. Free throw line, Jay. That's here right out the gate. Braylon Steven Morgan stops the run, and he's got seven. 26-23 Cause, just north of 2 minutes to go until the half. Here's Baker on the left wing. Back to the top, Marcelino. He'll get in the lane, kick it back to Krein. He'll drive in. He'll get a defender in the air, and Jensen thought he had a block, but a foul's going to be called, and Krein's going to shoot two. Jensen picks up the foul, his first team foul, number three against the Redhawks here in quarter number two, and Krein is at the line. His first free throw attempts here in this game.
Krein is a shooter, 5 out of 8, 62% on the year.
Yeah, he hasn't shot a ton of free throws this year, just his ninth free throw attempts in what is game number 16, but he buries the first. He's got 10 points. Cause lead at 27-23. Let's not forget Colby Krein in their game earlier this season at Holton. He had 28 points, set the school record with 8 made threes in that game. He goes 2-for-2 at the line here, has 11 to lead the Cause, and it's a 5-point lead for Perry LeCompton, 28-23, just past the 2-minute mark left in this first half. Morton picking a pass to Steven Morgan, Henry, Morton, now Moore, Steven Morgan at the free throw line. Back up top to Morton, NBA range three, hits off the heel, high arcing rebound, ripped down by Marcelino. And then we get a whistle and a foul called against Alex Ross, reaching in.
Alex piled up for Hiawatha, fourth team foul. Perry still has none. They've played a clean game here in the second.
Second foul on Alex Ross. Paige mentions the four fouls on the Redhawks. Next one puts Perry in the bonus. Cause with a dominant second quarter, leading by five. 28-23 with 92 seconds to go in this half. Here's Krein left side. Curls around the screen. Oh, nice move. Bounce pass inside. Easy finish for Caden Baker. All set up by the beautiful assist from Colby Krein. 30-23. Cavs have their largest lead. Down 7 at the end of 1. They have flipped it to a 7-point lead late second quarter. Here Stephen Morgan steps in. A little up, little under. Can't make with the left. Gets his own rebound. Missing a second bunny. And cleared away by Caden Baker. Stephen Morgan, multiple ops, couldn't get either one to fall. Under a minute to go until the half. Cavs all the momentum, leading by 7. Baker left side, now Habiger on the wing, closed out by Ross. Krein cutting, not there, up top to Tucker. He'll put it on the dribble. Now Marcelino in the lane, right side to Krein. 9 seconds on the shot clock here for Perry LeCompton as Krein is going to work. He had it knocked away by Moore and a steal. Turnover by Perry. Here's Stephen Morgan in the front court. Maybe less than 2 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. Stephen Morgan up top. 26 seconds to go in this first half. It is Cavs 30, Redhawks 23. And Morton looking up at the clock, dribbling at midcourt. 15 seconds to go. Basically, the shot clock could be turned off. Here's Moore off a skip pass for 3. This one not there. Offensive rebound for Ross, and then it's tipped out of bounds underneath. And it's last touch by Perry on the near side by Caden Baker. He doesn't agree with the call. But 5.5 seconds to go here for Hiawatha in the front court. Coach Jasper's going to bring back Lane Kessler for this possession, taking the spot of Alex Ross. 5.5 seconds to go until the half. Road team Perry LeCompton Cavs have dominated this second quarter, but Morton a deep three near the buzzer. No. High for the rebound, Houston Habiger. A long full court shot comes up short, and Perry LeCompton will take a halftime lead of 30-23 here on the road in a hostile environment. Boy, what a first half that was for Perry. We'll talk about it with our halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hale Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatomugi Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at HaleMartialArts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Homecoming festivities here at the half. Boys came at Hiawatha and the Redhawks. Boy, they came out hot in that first 8 minutes, leading Perry LeCompton by 7, but the Cavs just turn it up and ramp things up both ends of the floor. Cavs outscore Hiawatha 20-6 in the second quarter. And the script has been flipped pretty quickly between the first couple of quarters as Perry LeCompton leading here at Hiawatha 30-23. at the halftime break. Let's go through some of the numbers in that first half. We'll start with Perry LeCompton. Colby Krein, 11, and he was 2-for-2 at the line. They got 8 from Houston Habiger. They got 5 from Thomas Marcelino, 4 points from Caden Baker, and 2 points from Dayton Tucker. For Hiawatha, 9 from Ethan Morton, although he was held scoreless in the second. Raylan Sieben Morgan had 7, Leighton Moore had 5, and Lane Kessler had 2 points to go along with 6 rebounds. Some of the team numbers in the first half, Hiawatha, 5 turnovers, 15 rebounds. They hit 3 threes and did not shoot a single free throw. For Perry LeCompton, they also had 5 turnovers in the first half. They had 14 team rebounds. They were 2 of 3 at the line, and they knocked down 2 shots from the outside. Our boys' game at half. It is Perry LeCompton 30 and Hiawatha 23. More halftime after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Tap, tap, tap. No, that's not tap dancing. That's the sound of F&M Bank's tap and pay cards making checkout a breeze. Plus, every tap with a special design card sends support straight into our local schools. With over $50,000 already given back, your next purchase could be the start of something powerful. Stop by F&M Bank and check out their special card designs. Tap to pay, tap to give, tap into something bigger. Only at F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime festivities continuing here in the Roundhouse boys game at the half. Perry LeCompton leading Hiawatha 30-23. Again, an extended halftime period with you as the homecoming festivities going on right now. So, Paige, you can certainly let the listeners know the winners for Hiawatha homecoming here for 2026.
Our winners, our king is Gabriel Johnson, and our queen is Emmy Cheek.
There it is. So the announcement there, fans gave little appreciation for that. So again, our halftime break extended just a touch. We went through the stats prior to that break, and as always, stats throughout the half and throughout the game and all season long on KNZA, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms, Holton Tax Services in Holton, that's Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. In the halftime break, a little bit extended here as the boys game right now, the advantage for Perry LeCompton by 7 as they outscored Hiawatha 20-6 in that second quarter, flipped a 7-point deficit into a 7-point halftime lead. Colby Krein with 11 to lead the way for the cause, 8 from Houston Habiger, 9 for Ethan Morton to lead Hiawatha. They also got 7 from Braylon Sieben Morgan. An extended break here at the halftime coverage. We'll take another break. More after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Gareth Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Gareth Country Mart.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system, so a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
halftime coverage continuing on here tonight at Hiawatha High School. Again, the homecoming festivities lengthening our halftime coverage just a touch. More time for both coaches to get their talking points in and figure out what they need to do to win this game in the second half. It was Hiawatha in the first quarter leading by 7, but a 14-point swing in the favor of Perry LeCompton in that second quarter. Cause outscored the Redhawks 20-6. Turned a 17-10 deficit into a 30-23 halftime lead. Let's get you some scores from around the area tonight. We'll get some girls' finals. Let's see, going through some of it. And the Holton girls defeating Horton tonight. That's right, you got Holton and Horton in non-league play. And the Wildcats beating the Chargers 38-34. Of course, if you missed our game earlier, it was Hiawatha pulling away down the stretch, beating Perry LeCompton 53-47. A battle with top-tier teams in the 1A classification. It was Hanover and Centralia. That game went into overtime, and Centralia would win it 44-43. Also another girls' final in the Big East, and worth noting because Hiawatha girls stayed unbeaten in league play. So did Silver Lake as they defeated Sabetha tonight 62-24. Final 3-minute timeout. Don't go anywhere. Second half of the boys' game coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Before you look online, please shop local first. Hi, I'm Tanya Bardo with the Farmers State Bank in Holton. We're thrilled and excited to be honored with the Outstanding Corporate Donor Small Business Award from the Topeka Chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals for our giving back to the community. Support local, live local, bank local, and shop local so we all grow together.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Holton, member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, the halftime show sponsor on KNZA. We got Matt, Page, and company, Hiawatha Channel. We got Megan, Brandon here on KNZA. Again, if you're just joining us, our boys game about to start the second half. Perry LeCompton on the road inside the roundhouse, leading Hiawatha 30-23. Cause looking to win their 16th consecutive game against the Redhawks. You got to go back to December 13 of 2016. The last time the Redhawks beat Perry LeCompton in this series. But again, it was a tale of two quarters. Redhawks led 17-10 after one, but a 20-6 advantage for the Cause in the second, flipping a 7-point deficit into a 7-point halftime lead, which currently sits at 30-23 as we are moments away from starting the third quarter here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. Paige, all right, halftime adjustments if Hiawatha wants to win their first game against Prairie Le Compton in quite some time.
If I wants to win this game, they're going to have to get in the paint, be physical, take control of the ball, and score underneath the basket. And also, Michael Jensen, he hasn't scored yet, and he can be pretty influential. You know, he broke the school record not that long ago. To get him heated up behind the arc might be helpful as well.
So now left to right, Redhawks down 7, opening possession of the third quarter. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging tough. And speaking of tough, Lane Kessler down low, and right on cue, Page. They go right to the big body for two. Kessler, with 4 points here tonight, makes it 30-25 in favor of Prairie Le Compton. Now the first offensive touch from right to left here for the Cause. Man-to-man defense to start here for Hiawatha. Here's Habiger handing off to Krein. Right back to Habiger, right wing. Going to work, driving in, kicking left. Graves a three, front rim no, but right into the hands of Caden Baker. And an offensive rebound and reset for the Cause. 40 seconds into the third quarter. 5-point lead for Perry. Here's a pass into the corner with Tucker. Back up top it goes with Graves. He'll drive, he'll flip. Count it, and one. Easton Graves, a chance at the old-fashioned three.
Averages 10.2 points per game, 55% from the line. He's a good scorer, and like we said earlier, he is the big East League assist leader.
That foul went on Michael Jensen, his second. Graves averaging 10 points, nearly 6 assists per game. And he does capitalize on the 3-point play, his first points of tonight's game. And the lead is 8, largest for the Cause at 33-25. We're about 60 seconds into this third period. Now the Cause sitting back in a 2-3. Stephen Morgan left corner. Here's Henry to Morton. Right corner with Jensen. Over the top, Kessler on the block. Settles, puts it up and in. Back-to-back possessions with Kessler on the right block. And he had 2 points all in the first half. Back-to-back buckets here now for 6. And it's 33-27 Cause. Here's Krein, nice ball fake, gets Henry in the air, left side pass, Tucker, thought about a three, turns it down, now Habiger, he'll drive, dump it off to Baker, that's pretty for an easy finish. Habiger the assist, Baker as easy of a bucket as you're going to get from the right block. 35-27 Cause, 6:23 to go, third quarter. Giving up a good shot for a great shot was the example on that last Cause possession. Here's Morton up top with it, 17 on the shot clock. Left side pass, it goes to Henry, right back up top to Morton. Puts it on the dribble, angling right, stops on the right wing, skips to Henry in the corner. He'll step in, put up a shot. It was well contested and a rebound off the miss by Caden Baker. 7 rebounds for Baker. 35-27 Cause, 2 minutes plus gone by, third quarter. Cause trying to extend it out. Blowing it down, Tucker. Now we get a whistle, and Stephen Morgan ran through Baker on that screen. And they're going to get Stephen Morgan with the foul. That is his first. And team foul number 2 here in quarter number 3. Cause trying to throw it in. They launch it far into the backcourt. Krein getting it off to Easton Graves, who works it into the front court. Angles right. We get a whistle and a bump and a foul. Now it's been a physical game. There wasn't a ton on that one, and they get Jensen. And that is quickly Jensen's third foul. That calls up Leighton Moore back into the game. So 3 fouls committed already by the Redhawks here in this third quarter. 5:41 to go in this frame. And the Cause underneath. Fresh shot clock leading at 35-27. Throwing it in, Easton Graves, left side of his own backboard, and Moore gets a hand on it, takes it away. Turnover Perry. Haven't been a ton of turnovers in this game. But here comes Hiawatha, down 8 with the ball. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Moore, quick trigger in the left corner, and he delivers a big triple. Leighton Moore, how about it? He's got 8 and a couple of threes in this one, and it's 35-30, Perry Le Compton. Here's Graves, going between the legs up top. Trying to find Baker on a curl. Instead, into the hands of Dayton Tucker. Krein back to Tucker up top. Graves, he'll fire. That one is short on a three. Fighting for the rebound. Moore has it for Hiawatha. Down five, Redhawks into the front court with Carson Henry. 3 minutes in, five to go here in the third period. Here's Morton up top. Right side to Moore. Heat check. It is a little bit long. Stephen Morgan, the offensive rebound, and he curls it up and in. Hung on the rim for a hot second, but it dropped through. 9 points with five rebounds. Braylon Stephen Morgan, it's down to three. 35-32, and getting in the lane and finishing with a tough shot. That's Dayton Tucker who's got four, and it's 37-32 cause. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Morton, hands it off to Moore, right back to Morton, left wing. There's the skip pass to Moore in the corner. Without hesitation, he'll fire. Can't knock that one down, and Kessler, the offensive rebound, and he's fouled, putting it back up. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Strong minutes here from Lane Kessler after a quiet first half. And Tucker picks up the foul, his first, and Perry LeCompton's first foul here in the third quarter.
Perry has played a really clean game here so far in the second half.
And nothing but knock on for Kessler on the free throw. He's got seven, go along with six rebounds. That make on that free throw makes Lane 35 of 53 at the line this season, north of 65%. And he goes two for two. Big boy can shoot him from the stripe. He's got eight. Six here in the third quarter alone. 37-34 caused by three. 4:10 to go in this third. Marcelino a three. That is well short. And a rebound for Leighton Moore. Not sure if Coach Matt Simmons wanted that. Quick shot and possession there for Perry LeCompton. Here's Moore right side. He'll fire again. Can't knock that three down. Marcelino makes up for the tough look last go around and grabs the miss for Perry LeCompton. Here's Graves behind the back, shoveled it to Baker on the right block, but Baker, there was a little too much heat on the pass and a turnover by Perry. Second turnover of the quarter. It's a three-point deficit for the Redhawks. As they get the possession back, Morton working into the front court from left to right. He'll go with the chest pass left side on the wing to Henry. Now at the free throw line, Stephen Morgan. Morton, right wing. Stephen Morgan back up top. 19 on the shot clock, 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Morton from the right corner, baseline drive, tough shot through traffic, and he finishes with some strength to it. And for Ethan, that's his first point since the first quarter. He's got 11, a one-point game, 37-36 cause. Up by eight a moment ago, but a run here for Hiawatha. Tough floater in the lane off 1 foot, put down by Easton Graves. He's got five. Back to a three-point cause lead, 39-36, 3 minutes to go in the third. Trying to find Kessler inside, tipped into the hands of Stephen Morgan, and back up top to Morton, who goes right side. Here's Stephen Morgan turning, firing, count it, and one. Chance to tie the game, Braylon Stephen Morgan.
Big play there for the junior in Braylon Stephen Morgan. Hiawatha kind of feeling some momentum back on their feet.
I think the foul was on Baker, I believe, and that is his first. Chance to tie the game here, Braylon Stephen Morgan. And it's off the heel, fighting for it, and Houston Habiger pulls down the miss. So the Cause still lead it, but it's down to one, 39-38, south of 3 minutes to go. Habiger steps into a three, delivering a big one. Habiger into double digits now with 11, his first triple tonight, 42-38 Cause, 2:35 to go third quarter. Cause have led by as many as eight, Redhawks have led by as many as seven. Here's Morton up top, long pass, Henry in the corner, they want Stephen Morgan left block, he'll spin left, quickly doubled, still fighting through the double, puts up the shot, hits the heel twice, falls off, but a foul's called. And it appears Stephen Morgan right back to the line to shoot two.
Another foul on Perry. Fans not too happy about that one.
And it's Baker again, quickly picking up his second. Now, his first free throw attempt by Braylon Stephen Morgan will be his 68th attempt at the line this season. And that one spins out. 66.7% at the line. As Team Hiawatha, 61.7%. And Matt Simmons still talking, head coach Perry LeCompton, to one of the officials about that foul on Stephen Morgan and how he, let's just say, does not agree with it. Stephen Morgan knocks down the second. He goes one for two. He's got 12, and the lead for Perry is three. 42-39 cause, 2:10 to go in this third quarter. Cards have won 15 straight against the Redhawks, going back to 2016, and Houston Habiger's heating up. He fades away from close range. 44-39, it's back to 5 with 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Morton right side to Henry. Looking inside, Kessler was cut off. Now Morton, now Moore. Steven Morgan, left corner, back down by Marcelino, turning and facing, little head fake, he'll fire a three, in and out, Kessler, rebound, puts it up and in, and one. Boy, Kessler, too meaty down there, and he's got 10, eight of which here in this third quarter.
The foul is going to go against Dayton Ticker, his second. Starting to heat up a little bit here in the roundhouse, Hiawatha only down three.
Kessler trying to cap. That three-point play, boy, that's pure. He's 3 for 3 at the line in this game. He's got 11 points, 44-42. Perry LeCompton approaching the final 90 seconds of this third quarter. Here's Thomas Marcelino, the left side, still looking. Gets it up top to Graves. Puts the head down to the rack. Too easy. Floats it in with the right hand.
Beautiful floater there by Easton Graves, the junior.
All 7 of his points here in the third period. 46-42 cause. Here's Moore, right side three. That one a touch strong off the front rim. Rebound backside for Dayton Tucker. Here comes Perry up four. Marcelino into the corner with Klein. Great ball fake. He'll fire and deliver a quarter three right through Stephen Morgan. And he sets some to Stephen Morgan, and Klein gets teed up.
After the three, getting a technical, not the way Coach Matt Simmons wanted him to go with.
And it's not about what he said, it's what he did, and it was holding up the three, which a lot of kids do. I don't agree with that. If there was nothing said, I've seen that done 5 times between the two teams in this game. But the official is going to make Crying the guinea pig on that one, and a technical foul after the three, but the lead is 7. Stephen Morgan going to shoot these technical free throws. And the first one is no good. And the call fan saying, "Bull, don't lie." It has been emotional. It has been physical. The second one good by Stephen Morgan. He goes 1 for 2. He's got 13, gets it to within 6. That will give Hiawatha the possession back. With a minute 4 to go in the third, Cause leading at 49-43. That was just the first foul on Klein, although a technical. Stephen Morgan goes 1 for 2. 6-point Cause lead. Minute to go here in the third quarter. Redhawks in the front court. Stephen Morgan, they were looking for him, and it's taken away. 2-on-1 break all the way up and good. Offensive foul. Dayton Tucker took it the distance. And taking the charge was Michael Jensen. Perry LeCompton fans are furious.
You know, I said it was getting heated in that first half. Maybe like the place is on fire now, because no one is happy, whichever call is happening.
That takes a bucket off the board. Good stop there as Tucker picks up his third foul. 49-43, caught by 6. 42 seconds and counting, third quarter. Here's Morton up top between the rings, right side to Henry, into the corner. Jensen touching it down. Kessler, triple, trying to fight one up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Going back to Perry with 29 and a half seconds to go, and the shot clock is turned off.
Got to take a deep breath here, Brandon.
And Marcelino is coming out bleeding. And Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton trying to get the officials to take a look at Kessler with the elbows high. The officials have had enough with Pat Simmons and the side of Perry LeCompton. Marcelino has to come out with a little bit of blood, taking an elbow there. But the shot clock is turned off, caused by 6 in the front court here. Klein had it knocked away by Henry. It's still on the deck, picked up by Habiger. Works it back into the front court. 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Habiger on the dribble, guarded by Morton. Elite matchup here in the Big East. Here's Morton, defending, stepping back, short on a three. Rebound, Michael Jensen. He's got a second. He'll throw it up. No good at the horn. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Oh, boy, don't go anywhere. Intensity is picking up. Emotions are running high. 49-43, Perry LeCompton Fourth quarter coming up in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Charlie Compton in hostile grounds, leading Hiawatha 49-43 as we start the fourth quarter. Open three left corner. Kessler fighting for the rebound. It was missed by Dayton Tucker. Somehow Caden Baker got it back. Flipping one up as Baker can't get that one to go. Rebound Stephen Morgan. 6-point deficit for the Redhawks. 25 seconds into the fourth quarter. They're in the front court from left to right. There's Carson Henry in the corner. Kessler, they were looking for him on the block, and it's knocked out of bounds by Baker. Well defended. Inside. 22 on the shot clock. 7:29 to go in the game. Cause leading it 49-43. Paige, that was a 20-19 Hiawatha advantage in the third quarter.
I was going to need to stay hot on their heels in this fourth. They want to come away. Perry LeCompton not going away either.
Here's Morton setting and firing and delivering a massive three from the right wing. Ethan Morton, his second triple. He's got 14. It's 49-46. Cause by three. Driving, Baker, left block, stutters it up and in for two off the window. Big bucket for the 6'5 junior, Caden Baker. He's got 8 points, eight rebounds, 51-46 Cause, a minute into this fourth quarter. Here's Carson Henry, right corner, 2-3 zone right now for the Cause. Morton up top, back to Henry in the corner. Over the top, they were looking for Stephen Morgan. Again, defended well by Baker. They're going to say last touch by Stephen Morgan, and the Redhawks turn it over.
Hiawatha's going to need to control the ball well here in this fourth. Time is dwindling for the Redhawks.
That was the first turnover of the second half for Hiawatha. 6:40 clock moving. 51-46. Cause with the possession. Here's Graves. Floater in the lane. Hits the heel. Fighting for it. Stephen Morgan pulls it in for Hiawatha. Seven rebounds now for Braylon Stephen Morgan. 51-46 Cause. 6:22 to go in the game. Here's Morton high left. NBA range, thought about it. Instead, they go over the top inside. Another great defensive play by Baker, running Kessler, and he comes away with a steal.
Caden Baker's
out of bounds. Go ahead.
Caden Baker's having a really good game offensively and on the defensive boards. Two steals, 8 points.
Well, you know Hiawatha is really putting an emphasis on finding Kessler on the block, but three consecutive possessions, they tried to force the issue with Baker fronting him all three times. Baker gets a much-needed rest and a good ovation. As the sub is in for Perry LeCompton, as Marcelino is back, and now we get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. See if it's a full or a 30. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Caught by Hiawatha. 6:10 to go in this one. Cause 51, Redhawks 46. Don't go anywhere. We're back in a tight 30. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Every new year, we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease, and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. Visit holtonhospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital. Personalized care. Hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMCA and the Hiawatha Channel, we're locked and loaded for the final 6-10 in this boys' contest. Perry LeCompton, 15 straight wins against Hiawatha, and the Redhawks into tonight at 12-2, number 6 ranked in the 3A class. And the Cards in hostile grounds, leading at 51-46. Final 6-10, as we mentioned, out of the Hiawatha timeout. Prairie Le Compton, the 5-point advantage, and into the front court from right to left. Redhawks in that zone defense. Short corner. It's Abiger back up top. Dayton Tucker, he'll fire a three. This one missing off the right rim. Stephen Morgan grabs the rebound, and then he immediately had it ripped away. And then a foul on Stephen Morgan will keep it here with Prairie Le Compton. That's probably the definition of a frustration foul on Braylon Stephen Morgan. That's his second and the first foul on either side here in the fourth and final quarter. So the Cards get a reset shot clock. And Abiger hands it off to Dayton Tucker up top. Correction, that's Graves. Here's Marcelino, right side on the wing. Back up top to Tucker. Left side, Graves. 22 on the shot clock, still plenty of time. Abiger closed out, going to work, backing down, gets in the lane, working on Morton. Had it knocked away by Jensen. Stephen Morgan picks it up, and a steal for Hiawatha. And then Stephen Morgan back up the floor. And a little bit of extra activity as Marcelino got tied up with Stephen Morgan underneath. I think they're going to call a foul or maybe just going out of bounds. Nope, there is a foul on Prairie Le Compton. They did get it on Marcelino. That is his first, team foul number one. 5:28 to go in the game. Fresh shot clock for Hiawatha, trailing the Cause 51-46. Here's Kessler, left block, tied up underneath, but they get a foul. I believe on Marcelino again. That's going to put Kessler at the line for two. It is on Thomas Marcelino. And Kessler, 3-for-3 at the line here tonight. 11.7 rebounds. Trying to cut this deficit down a little bit. His first free throw up and good. 51-47, Perry Le Compton. 5:27 to go in the game. 6'6 senior Kessler, no on the second. He goes 1-for-2. And the rebound for Houston Habiger and Perry Le Compton. Now 3 minutes into this fourth and final quarter. Perry Le Compton struggled in the first quarter, but they have played very well since. They have this lead, trying to keep it at arm's length, keep their winning streak against the Redhawks alive here tonight. Here's Habiger, right elbow, works it left, crying, quick trigger, left side three, hits the front rim, and it rolls out. Offensive rebound, though, by Habiger. Keeps it alive. Crine will try again. It's nothing but net from downtown. Colby Crine with 17 and three threes. 54-47 Cause, 4:45 to go in the game. And that was because of an offensive rebound. Stephen Morgan for three. That's off the front rim. Kessler a rebound. He's fouled. Boy, Kessler going to work here in the second half. He's got two more at the line coming up. And Habiger picks up that foul, his first. And team foul number three against Perry in the fourth quarter. We're down to 4:38 left. Cause leading it 54-47. Kessler at the line for two. That first one too strong. So after he made four in a row, he's missed his last two. Caden Baker back into the game, replacing Marcelino. Leighton Moore checks in for Hiawatha, taking the spot of Carson Henry. Kessler one more at the line. He missed them both. Rebound Baker. Boy, two crucial misses there. 4.5 minutes and counting in this game. 54-47. Perry Le Compton, they have the possession in the front court. Left side on the wing. It is Habiger. Now Klein up top. Had a great night with 17 points. Now Tucker, back to Klein. Little ball fake. Back in between the rings out high. 11 seconds on the shot clock here for Perry. Going to waste a lot of time as much as they can. Hard drive. Graves had it rejected at the rim by Kessler and pulled away by Leighton Moore. Red Hawks with 4 minutes to go, down seven. Here's Stephen Morgan, now Morton. Into the corner it goes with Moore. Back in between the rings out high with Ethan Morton. Dribbling between two defenders up top. He had it knocked away and a turnover by Hiawatha. Up the floor to Krein. Settles and lays it in for two. 19 for Colby Krein. 9-point lead for the Cause. Their largest of the game. Morton tries to answer with a quick three. My goodness, that's a clutch shot. 17 for Ethan Morton. It's 56-50. Perry Le Compton, 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Goodness me. Here's Krein with the dribble. Bumped. Gets it to the right wing. This is Easton Graves. Back up top, Baker. Now left side to Tucker. Here's Habiger straight away. He'll fire. He'll miss a three. Rebound for Braylon Steven Morgan, working on a double-double. Down six. Here comes Hiawatha into the front court. 3:06 to go in the game. Steven Morgan had it knocked away. Back near midcourt. Left side, Morton. Little ball fake. Shimmies his way in. Now Steven Morgan on the side three. That is on target, but short. And a rebound for Easton Graves and Perry LeCompton.
Hiawatha on the rebound in front. Has a short.
Right in the right corner. It's a long two. Without hesitation, Colby Crine with 21, and the lead's back to 9. 59-50, Perry LeCompton, 2:38 and counting in this fourth quarter. Morton will try to answer on a three. It's off the heel. Baker the rebound for Perry LeCompton, and the call's into the front court. Going to call a full timeout. Matt Simmons loving it. And the cause, a 9-point lead, 2:27 on the clock. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, coming out of this timeout, a little bit of confusion at the scorer's table. Colby Crine had knocked in a bucket from the right wing. The official had called it a two, watched it with the own eyes, but the scorekeeper put up three on the board. So it should be 58-50 Perry LeCompton, but right now the scoreboard is showing 59-50. I don't know if this is something that's going to get changed. That is not ideal for the Redhawks with now south at 2.5 minutes to go, and that score will stay the same. So as of right now, they counted that as a three for Colby Crine, which would give him 22 in the game. Huge possession both ways. Here's Crine up top going to work. 59-50 caught. Gets to the free throw line. Left side getting by a defender. Tucker flips it up. Couldn't get it to go. Baker hammered at the rim. And a foul against Hiawatha. Second chance opportunities there. And Caden Baker working hard. He's got double-digit rebounds, and he's going to the line for two. Try to extend this to a double-digit lead with 2:06 to go. What a game for Caden Baker tonight. 8 points, 11 rebounds. Two big free throws coming up. His first is off the heel and then hits the front rim and falls off. No good. Kessler comes out after picking up the foul, which was his second. Just the second team foul against the Redhawks in the fourth quarter, but down to 2:06 remaining. Baker trying to get this to a 10-point cause advantage. The free throw is no good. He missed them both, so it stays at 9. 2 minutes to go. Hiawatha down 9 with the ball. They got to go to work. Here's Morton off the screen. Dumps it down to Jensen. Little ball fake. Layup good. Big shot. Morton the assist, and Jensen finally gets on the board. His first basket makes it 59-52 with 1:51 to go. Quick timeout called by Hiawatha. Caden Baker exhausted working his way to the scores table. It's a 30. We will keep it right here. So, a big bucket by Jensen gets it to a 7-point deficit. 59-52 cause, but under 2 minutes to go. Cause will have the possession, working the full length of the floor. Both teams have fouls to give. Cause have just one foul to give. Hiawatha, they have two fouls to give before we're getting into bonus time both ways.
Brandon, we talked about how Hiawatha hasn't beaten Perry in 15 straight games, and you might think, gosh, were they all blowouts? No, most of them have been super close like this game. Last year, they lost in overtime after Hiawatha led by 5 with 12 seconds left. Some senior players on that team have graduated, but a lot of these players were on that team. They remember beating Hiawatha at home. You know, it's one of those things that you don't forget.
Let's see what the Redhawks have defensively up their sleeves. Number 6 ranked in 3A, 12-2 on the year. This is a big one as they're undefeated in league play, but Perry trying to end that unbeaten streak and keep their winning streak alive against the Redhawks that goes back 10 years. Perry LeCompton needs to get a timeout called. They're having some struggles getting it into the front courts. And they nearly beat the 10 count, or nearly got called for a 10 count, but Matt Simmons got the timeout called with 1:41 to go. Another 30, so we'll keep it right here. But mentioning again, the Cause are looking to win their 16th consecutive game against Hiawatha, dating back to December of 2016. Girls' game, it went to Hiawatha 53-47, which in that aspect was the 11th straight win for Hiawatha over the Cause. So two big winning streaks in this series, one on each side, and right now it's barring Hiawatha putting something together here, could be potentially extending both of those win streaks at least one more game. But we shall see. Out of the timeout, Perry LeCompton will have the ball. Leading it 59-52. They were down 7 at the end of 1, flipped it with a 14-point advantage in the second quarter to lead it 30-23 at the half. It was 49-43 Cause going into the fourth. Right now, the Cause leading at 59-52. They get into the front court here with some numbers, crying in the corner, and the Cause slowing it up as we're down to 90 seconds. Just 14, though, on the shot clock here. Redhawks have to get a stop. Crying had it knocked away. Gathering, Houston Habiger, little ball fake back to Crying. 4 seconds on the shot clock. They need to get a shot up. Graves looking to desperate heave. Nearly got it to go. Stephen Morgan, the rebound off the miss. But again, for Hiawatha, they lost some time there. That was still a positive possession for Perry as Moore tried a three from the right corner. It's out of bounds. And the Redhawks will keep the possession underneath. Caden Baker didn't like the call underneath. 1:04 to go in the game. Redhawks with the ball underneath, down 7 to Perry. 59-52, what a game it's been. What a night it has been inside the roundhouse. Here's Jensen. Redhawks get it to Moore in the corner with a minute to go. He can't knock down that three. Backside rebound for Dayton Tucker. Perry LeCompton the momentum. And a time, or no, they're going to call a foul. Beg your pardon. My apologies on that one. And the foul is on Stephen Morgan. That is his third. And just the third team foul. So both teams a foul to give. 54 seconds remaining in the game. Cause up 7 to throw it in. Wasting some time right here. There's the bump. There's the foul. 48.9 seconds to go. Next foul puts Perry LeCompton at the free throw line. In that foul, Leighton Moore, his second. Baker comes out. Marcelino checks in. Little offense for defense here for Perry LeCompton. Leading it 59-52. Habiger to throw it in. Gets it into Crying, guarded by Morton. He's rushed by three white jerseys, hands it off to Graves, going the wrong direction, wanting a travel, and there it is, so the Cause turn it over. Redhawks forcing a massive turnover there, but they got to get points here. 42 seconds to go. Redhawks down 7, they'll throw it in underneath. As Marcelino comes out, Baker comes right back in, offense for defense, and a timeout going to be called by Coach Jasper in Hiawatha.
Hi. Game here. Hiawatha is still undefeated in league play. Perry LeCompton trying to end that. We were looking earlier, Silver Lake and Sabetha were knotted up, playing in a close one. So this is a big game for Hiawatha's league hopes.
Well, there's still a lot to be decided. You know, you look at most teams have played 5 or 6 league games. Of course, there's 10 league games total. But again, Silver Lake and Hiawatha, the only two unbeaten coming into tonight's action. You mentioned Silver Lake at Sabetha. We were keeping tabs on that. That one's been close all night. If Perry LeCompton knocks off Hiawatha here and Silver Lake beats Sabetha, then the Eagles will be in sole possession of first place in the Big East going into next week. But there's still some time. The Redhawks got to get points on this possession, underneath their own basket. They're down 7, 42.2 ticks left. That's only a 7-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Cause do have one foul to give. Klein, Graves, Tucker, Baker, Habiger on the floor right now for the cause. Steven Morgan, Henry, Jensen, Morton, and Moore on the floor for the Redhawks. Pass into Jensen, high right on the wing. Now under 40 seconds. Here's Morton in the corner, trying to dump it down, tipped out of bounds. Easton Graves got a hand on it. It's down to 35.6 seconds. 28 on the shot clock. It'll be Moore to throw it in. A little more towards the near sack corner. Hiawatha, they got to get points here. Steven Morgan, right wing, going to work. Curls in the lane, flips it up, can't get it to go. Rebound Baker, and he's fouled. Baker's having a nice night on the glass, and he's going to the line to shoot two with 29 seconds to go, and his team up by seven on the road. Boy, this has been a wild atmosphere tonight. And Perry LeCompton, 29 seconds away from winning their 16th consecutive game against the Redhawks. Baker's 0 for 3 at the line in this game. And he knocks it in. 9 points. And a bevy of rebounds tonight for Caden Baker. 60 to 52. This would be an incredible win for Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton. Second one by Baker is no good. Steven Morgan the rebound. Hiawatha, they got to work quickly as Steven Morgan takes it coast to coast. He lays it in with 22 seconds to go. And there's a timeout called, I believe. So after the bucket by Steven Morgan, a quick timeout was called by Hiawatha. With 20 seconds to go, with the cause leading 60 to 54. I think it's a full. I think that's all they had left, so we'll follow suit. We'll take a quick 30. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
20.7 seconds, all that is left. And what has been an intense game tonight in the boys contest at Hiawatha. Redhawks just two losses all season, number six ranked in the 3A class. On the verge of loss number three as Perry LeCompton has come in. They have not backed down in any way, shape, or form. Cause with the ball, leading by six. It's going to be a quick pass in, either a steal or a foul for Hiawatha. Going to need some help here if you're a Red Hawk fan as they do get it into Easton Graves. He is quickly fouled and free throws on the way. 19.2 seconds to go. Red Hawk foul going against Alex Ross, his third. This will put Easton Graves at the line. He is 1 for 1 at the stripe tonight. 7 points, 3 rebounds. Big free throws on the way, and that one nothing but net.
A good free throw shooter in Graves.
Perry LeCompton is a team about 62% from the line. 61-54 cause. Two massive free throws for Easton Graves. His lone points here in the fourth quarter. 62-54 cause. 19.2 seconds to go. Redhawks are running out of time. Here's Jensen, quick into the front court. He has to force one from deep, and he knocked down a three. Huge shot. Jensen with five. And what's the call here? Perry was trying to throw it in, and Hiawatha was going over the line, and now we got both fan bases screaming at each other.
10 seconds left. The emotions have not run dry yet.
Well, not really sure what the issue is. Now the refs point to the Perry fans, telling them to calm down. Yeah, emotions are high, Paige.
I don't know if they're going to calm down when we leave the parking lot, so maybe we should just take our time.
Well, we got our post-game show to follow. Of course, Hiawatha girls winning the first game tonight. extending their winning streak over Perry LeCompton to 11. Right now we got an issue at the scorers table. There's just 10 seconds remaining in the game. Michael Jensen just knocked down a three to get the Cause within 62-57. I didn't catch the call from the announcer. I don't think anything's going to happen here. Cause are just going to reset to throw it in. And Marcelino going to check in for Baker. Offense for defense. Dayton Tucker will throw it in. Again, just 10 seconds to go. The five-point Cause lead. They get it into Krein. And there's the quick foul with 8.5 to go. Colby Krein has 22 points in this game. School record holder for Perry with threes in a game. He had 8 and 28 points in their win at Holton earlier this year. He's got 4 made triples tonight. He's 2-for-2 at the line and trying to ice this one for the Cause at the stripe. Well, I say that. First one rattles in and out, so it stays 62-57, 8.5 seconds to go.
Down 5. Could be 6. How often? Either way, he's going to have to move fast.
Very fast.
Pretty much Lightning McQueen fast, you could say.
23 points. Krein knocks in the second. It's a 6-point Cause lead, just south of 9 seconds to go. Cough fans are enjoying this one right now. The Redhawks, number 6 ranked. Stepping into one, Jensen from way downtown, no good. Houston Habiger the rebound, and that will do it. Perry LeCompton, hostile takeover as they win it 63-57, their 16th consecutive win against the Redhawks, and this was well earned as the Cause improved to 11-5 and 4-4 in league play. Final score in the boys' game tonight, Perry LeCompton 63, Hiawatha 57. Post-game show coming your way next, brought to you by Beach Stores Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a wild night across the board here in the roundhouse at Hiawatha High School. Turns out to be a Big East League split here tonight with the Hiawatha girls taking down the Cause in game number one, 53-47. Nightcap went to the road team, Perry LeCompton. Boy, just a very impressive showing in a hostile environment. Perry LeCompton, 63-57, they win it over Hiawatha. Perry LeCompton now 16 consecutive wins against the Redhawks, and Hiawatha will have to wait another go-around to try to snap that streak against the Cause that dates back to December of 2016. Well, this game was 17-10 Hiawatha at the end of one, but a 20-6 second quarter advantage for Perry gave them a 7-point halftime lead, and they just basically kept it anywhere from 4-9 for the entire second half. Certainly the Redhawks had opportunities throughout. They missed some bunnies. The rebounding wasn't quite there like we normally see with the big guys down low, although they did pile up a few rebounds. But nonetheless, Perry LeCompton, they needed a shot. It was from Colby Krein, who had 23 and 4 threes tonight. He had a massive night. Big games as well from Caden Baker off the bench with a near double-double. But just the most impressive part is just staying the course. Things got a little hectic down the stretch, but Perry LeCompton able to make the winning plays to hold off Hiawatha 63-57. So a big loss, and one that I'm sure Jake and Boz will talk about later on the scoreboard show. Again, Hiawatha entered tonight with Silver Lake as the only two unbeatens left in Big East League play, but the Redhawks go down tonight, so they take their first loss in league play. Last we checked, that Silver Lake Sabetha game had been tight throughout, but hadn't seen a final from that one. So obviously Redhawk fans hoping Sabetha can pull that one out tonight. We'll see how it shakes out when we go into next week. But nonetheless, Perry LeCompton, 23 points from Colby Krein. He had 4 threes in the game. He was 3-for-4 at the line. Houston Habiger had 13 points and 9 rebounds. Caden Baker off the bench had 9 points and 12 rebounds. Easton Graves had 9 points, 3 rebounds, also 3-for-3 at the line. Couple of clutch free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Outside of that, Thomas Marcelino with 5 off the bench. Dayton Tucker had 4 points as well. For Perry LeCompton, team totals unofficial, 10 turnovers, 29 rebounds. They were 7 of 12 at the line, and they knocked down 6 threes in the game as Perry improves to 11-5 overall and now 4-4 in league play. For Hiawatha in the loss, they got 17 from Ethan Morton. They got 15-12, 15 points, 12 rebounds from Braylon Thieben Morgan, 12 points, 8 rebounds from Lane Kessler. Good chunk of that in the second half. They also got 8 points from Leighton Moore and 5 points as well from Michael Jensen. 9 turnovers for the Redhawks. They were 6-12 at the line. They knocked down 6 threes, and they had 29 rebounds. Same number for Perry LeCompton in that category. All right, let's go to our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And you look at this Perry LeCompton lineup and getting some good balance, but man, Colby Krein, he was sensational tonight. 9 of his 23 points in the fourth quarter. 2 of his 4 threes were made in the fourth quarter as well. In crunch time, Colby came in averaging 10 points per game. He set the school record earlier in the season for threes in a game with 8. Well, he only got half of that tonight with 4, but a massive 23 points. Our player of the game for Perry LeCompton, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So we still got some time before the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. Jake and Boz standing by here in just a little bit, but Crendon Prophet in the TVL with Hanover and Centralia tonight. The girls' game went into overtime. The boys' game still going on right now. We're going to join that game in progress here in just a matter of moments. Again, the finals here from tonight on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. Perry LeCompton and Hiawatha in the girls' game. It went to the Redhawks, 53-47. Number 4 ranked Redhawks now 14-1 and 5-0 in league play. And in the boys' contest, it was Perry LeCompton. They win it by a final score of 63-57 to get to 11-5 overall and 4-4 in league play. Up next for both, you have Perry LeCompton, non-league Tuesday at home against NEK. Hiawatha back in action Tuesday at home, taking on Nemaha Central in Big East League play. Again, for Paige and company, Hiawatha Channel crew, we appreciate it very much. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Brandon Tammet signing off here from the Roundhouse. We're coming up on a TBL action. We join in progress Hanover and Centralia. Brendan Prophet continues the call right here on KNZA.